B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is more fun.
In the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Listening to Good Morning, LBF. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, listening to your news.
Thank you.
But here's all I heard. I'm sorry.
Okay,
don't quiz me. I did hear you say the Popeye's chicken sandwich is making a much anticipated return. What's the deal?
I almost didn't read it because I'm like, I am falling for the Popeye's marketing campaign, but whatever.
Refresh our memory now. So, is a hard to get elusive chicken sandwich.
Yeah, so Popeyes, which serves fried chicken, they just don't do it between two buns.
Right.
Decided to do that, and then they sold out immediately, and it became a national sort of frenzy.
It's worse what than Chick-fil-A does every day.
Exactly.
Okay.
But Popeyes, I guess, was just so delicious, people went crazy, and then they had to discontinue it. Well, now they say that they're going to recontinue it?
Bring it back. What a marketing move, right?
Yeah, Brian? So before it was so popular that they said, well, we can't possibly get that many buns to continue selling this chicken sandwich. I don't know how we could do it.
That's right.
So forget it.
And it's only going to be in 150 franchise stores, and they need to hire 400 more workers to get it all done. But you know what? Any chicken sandwich is a good one. Although.
Yeah, you found the chicken sandwich.
I did. It's a bit of a schlep.
Yeah.
But I really, the Squam Lake Inn has, in Squam Lake, New Hampshire, it's the inn and kitchen.
Right.
And it's the literally the best fried chicken sandwich I have ever had. And that is saying something because I've done a lot of research.
With her eyes closed.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's so good.
Okay, wait. But this isn't going to be like that time you said the place up by Squam Lake had the best nachos and then they didn't have it on the menu anymore, right?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the inn and kitchen closes this weekend.
Oh, my God.
for the winter. Right. Opens up in May.
All right. Man, she just dangled out that
sorry about the nacho
sandwich
situation. Who gets rid of nachos?
You're just like that commercial where the guy has the fishing pole dangling the chicken sandwich, and you're just so close.
Yeah. Sorry.
You said Bob's trigger word. Sandwich.
There you go. All right. And it's another day we're going to honor later that I can definitely get behind. We'll talk about that later, but why spoil all the fun now? All right, it's 5:39, 48 degrees in Boston.
The ROR Morning Show
with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
It's LBF, what's cool for you, coming up.
Is she an athlete or a Marvel superhero?
Wow.
I can't decide.
All right, you decide next, Brian.
I got a local kid who's making good.
I like it. And I am going to get you excited about a National Food Day that is underrated, unappreciated, and under my belly today.
Okay.
Or it could be in my belly.
Get in my belly.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell you what that is next. All right, here we go.
Okay, so Simone Biles is just an amazing gymnast, athlete, awesome person all around, has gymnastic moves named after her at this point.
She's like the
winningest gymnast. Anyway, there's nothing she can't do because she was at the World Series last night delivering the first pitch of Game 2 between the Nationals and the Astros. And before the pitch, she got cheers from the crowd by doing a standing full front flip with a twist in front of the pitcher's mound because she's awesome. But then, just to top it all off, she threw a strike right over the plate.
That's crazy.
And I love her. I think I might actually put a picture of her in my house. Just inspiration. Right next to RBG.
Wow. She's really amazing.
Yeah, right?
And people probably missed it because I didn't even realize they were still playing
baseball.
Yeah, I
know. The World Series is going on.
So she stood and did a frontal flip.
Yes. Full front flip with a twist.
With a twist.
Which is usually my favorite types of moves
because
it reminds me of a drink.
Right. Sticks the landing,
and then throws a strike right over home plate.
That is
for the
crazy
first pitch. I know.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And it's something she just put together.
And she shot webs out of her hands and swung out of the stadium. It was amazing. All right.
Simone.
All right.
Brian.
You know, there are a lot of high-profile signings by the Patriots this week.
Yep. Mm.
And the Josh Gordon stuff yesterday. But this might have gone under the radar. Former Brockton High star, Aaron Montero. He's a 6'6", 315-pound offensive lineman.
Wow.
He was signed to the Patriots practice squad yesterday.
Oh.
He had been in camp with the Dolphins in the preseason and had been just kind of out there, so he's on the practice squad for the Patriots. Very cool to see a Brockton High kid on the team. That's, you know, hey, you never know.
You
cool.
never know. That's great. Good for him. Good, be careful out there.
What position?
He's a lineman, offensive lineman.
Is he selling his house or anything like that?
No, I don't. Right. I don't think he'll be buying Brady's either.
Okay,
just practice squad guys. A couple, you know,
$5,000
a week, something like that. It's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Pretty good.
They're living with mom, probably.
Good. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We don't know.
That's cool.
That's good though. Keep
and
an
he
eye
went
on
to
that.
PC.
Well, even better.
Yeah.
Okay, it's National Bologna Day. No matter how you spell it, it is Bologna Day. And let's all get behind it. Now, you know bologna fits into the USDA definition of cured cooked sausages, which also includes hot dogs, bratwurst, knockwurst, all right?
But just it is ironed out.
But it's the most ironed out. It originated in Bologna, Italy. However, its American origins are associated with German immigrants who brought it over. Over the past year, Americans have purchased over 236 million pounds of bologna. And when was the last time you had a bologna sandwich?
Within the last 6 months, I was at Lambert's, and I was like, you know what? I'm getting a half a pound of bologna.
You ordered a bologna?
I ordered a half a pound of bologna and a half a pound of
American What is your go-to
cheese.
Bologna sandwich?
Well, Bob, I'm happy you asked.
Yeah.
It is Wonder Bread with regular French's mustard with two slices of bologna, one slice of American cheese, two slices of bologna. Sometimes I put Cape Cod potato chips on it and pickles, flat ones, not chopped up.
Right.
Then that's it. Then I sit there.
So you go bologna, cheese, bologna?
Yeah, because I'm not a monster.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does sound good. Well, today you can celebrate.
Hungry.
I need a good low-sodium one. Don't
you know what? If you're going to eat bologna, don't go low-sodium. It's because I've done it, and it's not good.
It's not good. See,
no, you can't eat it every day.
Yeah.
You can.
So today you can.
Today is the day.
And this debuted in 1973.
My bologna has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My bologna has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. If you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with biology and A.
Yes.
You know, I wonder if that kid now has high cholesterol.
All right. Let's turn that mic back around. Anyway, so that debuted in 1973. That cute little blonde kid was fishing, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember.
I do.
You do? You remember that?
It played for a long time.
It played for a long time, that little cute baloney kid. Yep. You know what? You think
you'll
have
high blood pressure now.
Maybe you'll have some baloney today. Hi. Good morning, ROR.
The best bologna sandwich would be a fried bologna sandwich.
Oh.
Yep. I was raised on fried bologna, and so was my mother. It's a sort of a...
Talk to me. How do you make it?
You put it in a frying pan, you fry it for a couple of seconds, put it on a piece of toast with some American cheese, and you eat it.
Yeah. With mustard.
Maybe, maybe not.
If
but
you
then,
want mustard.
When you fry the bologna, it becomes like, it makes a little bubble in the
yes.
middle.
Yes, yeah.
And then you flip it over.
Yeah, I know.
It has a
little
char on it, and it's good stuff.
No, man, that's
I don't
good.
Fit into my clothes for a reason.
I know bologna.
I know how to fry bologna,
you
know sir.
What, you know what, what is your first name?
Denny.
When I was a kid, we knew that the school ran out of budgets for lunch when they'd serve us Mexican hat. Know what Mexican hat is?
What's that?
They fry the bologna so it curls up.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
Then they put a dollop of mashed potato on it. I thought that was Mexican when I was a kid.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I would actually pray for low budgets.
I think we did. I used to tell kids, I love Mexican food.
That's funny.
I love Mexican. All right, coming up, what do you got?
Oh, for dirty laundry?
Yeah.
Well, this...
Right?
Oh, we do?
Well, coming up in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, a couple of... Well, Ben Affleck is on a dating app, and I'm going to tell you which one, because you know what? Yeah. Who doesn't want to date Ben Affleck?
No, okay, my bad.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Wow. You know... A lot of times our celebrity guests just roll in whenever they feel like it. They come in with an entourage.
Yep.
We got to get them coffee
right.
and snacks.
They cut their cheese in little cubes that are easy to eat.
Yeah, it's got to be the right size cheese cuts. But not Robert Kelly.
No.
He just walked right into the studio by himself, no entourage, and he's got his own coffee.
Yeah, I've tried to get an entourage. They wouldn't stick around.
They're
the girl who drove me here told me to get my own coffee. She had one for herself. And then,
jeez.
Yeah, and what are you going to do?
I love it.
Yeah.
You guys, we expected you later, but I just love that you just come in. You cool?
I'm right? Great, man. I love you guys. I mean, I just met you for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, you seem sweet.
Thank you, Robert.
I mean that in the... Wait a second now. I think I said... The way I said it was wrong. I kind of sang it. I apologize about that.
I'm a fan. That's why.
You seem nice.
Thank you, Robert.
You seem cool. How's cool?
Like cool better.
Cool is way better.
Cool is better than sweet.
Way better.
Wow, that's really funny.
Yeah.
I really just made a connection with you on air.
Are we on Facebook, Brian?
Not yet, no.
Well, later, because he's wearing some really cool glasses.
My phone is still in my pocket, sorry.
Oh, right. So, you've got this really cool tour that you've teamed up with some buddies.
You're talking about my glasses again.
No, the glasses are cool. I said my wife won't let me get those, LBF, because she thinks they wouldn't look good on me.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because you have to have a look.
I know, but Robert had a very important distinction about that.
Yeah, that's abuse, I think, because if you need... Look, if you're getting these because you just want to look like me, I agree with your wife. If you're getting these because you can't see, that's abuse.
No, that's
you understand?
Just,
like, if you needed crutches, and she was like, I don't like the way they look. You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
Yeah, but, do they come in blue?
If you can get them to match my dress, then I'll let you have them.
Robert... We have something in common, you and me.
Really? You're small?
No. We both married skinny women.
Oh, you did? Have you seen my wife?
I've heard you talk about her.
She's... I mean, let's not get carried away.
You said not.
Oh, my God.
I mean, let's not get carried away. My wife hasn't grown any. She stayed the same. Now, on the other hand, look at, I understand that she did not, this is not what she bargained for.
Okay.
When she saw me when I was here, I had hair, I had abs, I was really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she was like, I want to marry that guy.
Right.
I want to hold hands with that guy in our 80s walking down the beach in Rockport. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is not what she's bargained. She did not bargain now.
Yeah.
Because I know, because here's the deal. This is why women are better people than us.
Uh-huh.
Because she still loves me.
Yeah.
Now, if the roles were reversed,
right.
We'd be having a talk.
I think so.
And my lawyer would be there.
Yes. Oh,
if she went bald and fat like this, you're going to get a hot boot out of the house.
Let's just be honest. Wow. All right, Robert, stick around. All right, LBF doesn't throw you out.
Yes, we've got a good tour happening this Saturday.
Yeah, you stick around.
At thewilbur.com.
All right, let's take a... Coming up, Dirty Laundry. You're going to do it with Robert Kelly.
I am, but I have a question.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with your spouse having numerous affairs if they loved you the most?
Wow. Robert, I'm going to let you
answer
that.
One woman did so.
Okay. If you're Italian,
right?
I think that's part
Friday,
of our culture.
Saturdays,
it's called the Guma.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes. All right, Dirty Laundry, brought to you by Subway, with a special in-studio guest to help you out, LBF, Robert Kelly, Medford Zone, is in studio with us.
I'm very excited.
He's going to be at the Wilbur this weekend, Saturday night. Only 100 tickets left.
There's less than 100 tickets left.
Jeez. Where would one get these tickets?
TheWilbur.com.
That's
corrected.
Right.
The
just
Wilbur.
Schooled on that
my
way.
My second stepdad sent shivers through the back of my spine.
It's The Wilbur.
It is.
TheWilbur.com. Less than 100 tickets left. They're only $30 a pop.
Oh, nice.
We kept the ticket price down because we want everybody to come, because we know you got to get a babysitter and all that stuff and buy drinks and get hammered and get some food so you don't go home.
Well,
drunk.
It's called the Creeps with Kids Tour.
Creeps with Kids.
Literally just describe my Saturday night. Yeah. Thank you. Pretty much everyone.
All right. Let's hear it, LBF.
Okay. So Ben Affleck's dating, and you'll never guess which app he's on. But I want to ask this question. Would you be okay with your spouse having numerous affairs if they loved you most of all?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes?
I've already did this. If I... As long as he looks like me, I'm okay.
If
she's trying to get me or a version of me,
yeah,
I'm fine. But if I come in and it's Ben, you know,
right?
Well, I would actually, I'd be like, "Hey Ben, how you doing? Can I get you a sandwich? Let me run to Kelly's. I'll go to the Kowloon's if you really want. Best place on earth."
Well, who is it?
Okay, well, it's Jackie Kennedy Onassis. And Carly Simon has a new book out.
Yeah.
And Carly and Jackie were very good friends because they were rich and lived on the vineyard, and that's what happens.
Right.
Because you can't hang with regs. And so she was saying how she had this really great relationship with Jackie O, and she talked about how, you know, JFK was a big philanderer.
Oh, yeah.
And also Aristotle Onassis was as well. Mm-hmm. And she said that Jackie indicated that she really didn't care about the affairs.
She had to know.
But she knew.
She knew.
She knew, and she didn't. She just was like, it's not serious because he loves me most of all.
Oh.
JFK and Aristotle.
Time machine.
What?
I want a time machine.
You want to go back to those days?
I want to go back to the 50s. Now, I didn't say make America great again. Relax. You're in your car.
Just wanted to make your love life better.
Smashing into a Harvard wall. Oh, no! I'm talking. I would love for my wife
to be like, whatever.
Just to let me, you know, go somewhere and be. I got to make doctor's appointments.
Robert,
at
careful,
this point.
Careful.
Oh, that's the worst, right?
No, it's the best.
Why?
Because I get touched. I love my doctor. He's a fine man. He's a fine man.
Oh, my God. All right. And speaking of love,
Kids is the name of the show. Just in case you forgot.
If you want your wife to date Ben Affleck and you can pick him up some Kowloon, he's apparently on the dating app Raya, R-A-Y-A. I don't know that.
We don't know that.
I like how you pretend you don't know what it is.
I know, right? I don't know that app. I don't know. Can you imagine you guys being on a dating app and all of a sudden like swiping and it's Ben Affleck? You'd be like, oh, okay.
You'd be like, no way. Why don't you pick a different picture guy?
Yeah,
who would believe that?
Although, right? I feel like Amy Schumer met one of her boyfriends on a Bumble. And so there's that.
Uh-huh.
So there are celebs out there that want to date you.
I love Amy. She's one of my dear friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between Ben Affleck.
What do you
really
mean, Robert?
Really, Robert?
I'm saying.
You're saying.
Really?
Who grades higher, Robert?
Me and Amy in the same category.
Oh,
okay?
Like,
I love Amy. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just like you called me beautiful when I walked in. Okay? And then you went, nice glasses.
Yeah. I think that was me. I'm sorry. All right. Next.
Okay, oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. He's on that app, and apparently he's
dating. It looks like Robert's on that app now. What are you looking for over there, Robert?
He's trying to find Ben.
You're on Facebook.
Don't you mind your business. Wrap me out. Is that who you are? Okay. Now I know who you are.
I love it. Love it. Well, that was my favorite dirty laundry we've done.
Yeah, right. There you go.
So, Robert, you're going to be on with Ron Bennington, Rich Voss, Jim Florentine. I love the concept. You're just going to talk to, you know, the audience about being a dad.
We do. Yeah, we do, right? 20 minutes of stand up each. It's probably, I'm serious, one of the funniest shows you'll ever go to.
I believe
every
it.
Single show we've done. It started out with one, and now there's 18 theaters that have us come in.
Wow.
And the show's picking up steam.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more shows every week. And the show is literally, from the second it starts, one of the funniest shows we've ever seen.
I believe. And is the audience mostly parents? I mean, that's, you
well, know,
no. Right? No?
It's not because we have such a, you know, you either have kids or you are a kid.
Right.
And
yes.
You have parents.
Yeah.
So you're still going to go because it's not just about having kids.
Okay.
We talk about being a kid. We talk about when we were a kid, our parents.
Now, you have a six-year-old,
I have a six-year-old, right? Yes. Yes, I have a
Max?
Maximus, yes, Max. It's so funny because you remember running?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. You learn you can't run anymore when you need to run.
Right.
Because I was with him at a park and he just took off.
Yeah.
He just ran. Squirrel, gone. And I was like, Maximus! I was like, bye.
Yeah.
Dude, I got plantar fasciitis.
All right, Ron. Stick around, Ron.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7-Eleven, special guest in studio with us this morning, just hanging out, having a good time, is Robert Kelly. He's going to be at the Wilbur this Saturday. It's the Creeps with Kids Tour. Robert, who's going to be with you?
We got Jim Florentine. We got the great Ron Bennington. We got the legend. He'll tell you that. Mm. Rich Voss. I'm a legend.
I love it.
Tickets are only $30. There's under 100 left. Get them now because it's going to sell out. Stop being lazy. Get on it. Come out. Yeah, it really pisses me off. You know, some kid will do, you know, do a version of Led Zeppelin's on the guitar in a funny way. He sells out 19 shows.
Right.
You get four legends of comedy coming to Boston. One of them's your own, and we still have 50 tickets left.
Medford Zone. So it's Creeps with Kids Tour. I love the concept. We were talking while Wang Chung was playing. That you missed Wang Chung, didn't you, Robert?
I do.
That you're, you know, it's kids, Creeps with Kids, but you're definitely a lot different than your dad, the way we raise kids now.
Yes.
Right?
I'm sorry. Sometimes I think of something funny too late, but I can't say it.
Was it Wang Chung that did it?
Yeah, the Wang Chung thing. You're like, you miss Wang Chung. I was like, no, I saw him last night at the Kowloon's. I had to get that.
That was Robert, not me.
I had to get that out.
You're free of it now.
You tell us you grew up in Medford, yes, in a house with 13 people.
I did. I had my my five uncles, my two aunts, my grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, my sister, and my great-grandmother for a few months.
You're like Charlie Bucket.
Well, she kicked the bucket.
Charlie, oh, God. Charlie Bucket. There's a reference.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, you're down to 12 now.
Well, now, yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny because, I mean, we have no – we're only having one kid now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't use violence.
No.
Because to have eight kids and not, could you imagine having eight kids and not being able to whack one of them?
Negotiating with eight people?
Just
no.
That's all. Just time out. It's always work, right?
Well, you got use your words,
yeah,
which does nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
And then you have, you're going to get a consequence. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do? What iPad are you going to take away?
Wow.
Fifth.
Is that what you guys say to the kids?
Yeah.
You got this one my therapist gave me. I'm going to count to five.
Okay.
And nothing will ever happen.
You're right. And they know that.
And then they'll walk on your soul. Then you're stuck in a Walmart just shaking.
Those are the consequences. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to hit my kid. I got hit. I got abused as a kid, and it sucks.
Mm.
I don't. I mean, I
is
don't.
Is your dad still around?
Not my real dad. Okay. My real dad never did that.
All right.
Wherever he is. Okay. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Maybe you'll see Steve Saturday.
No, you won't. Haven't seen him in 20 years.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know where he lives. Anyway, thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry.
Way to go, Bob.
Talk about your therapist, man.
What the heck? Get me all emotional. My real dad hasn't seen his grandson.
We're going to have a breakthrough.
Really? Let's have a breakthrough.
What do you mean, really? Yeah. If I haven't seen him, he hasn't. What do you think? He's sneaking in like the Tooth Fairy?
That's terrible, man. Sorry I brought that up, Robert.
Just like Secret Grandpa. But
oh, my God. Wow.
Anyways, yeah, my grandparents died last year, too. You want to talk about that?
No, I just...
My dad, my stepdad's dead. You want to talk about that?
Robert, please. You're in therapy. Do you?
Now I'm
going back.
Going back. I'm going to go back now.
No. I'm sorry.
No,
James,
no, it's okay. I had a couple dads, so it's not your fault. I had the original dad.
Yeah. The OG, that's
the
Steve,
OG.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I call him the OG. My mom calls him the sperm donator. But he was cool. And then we had the second stepfather, very abusive. No likey. No likey.
I'm not going there.
Not
Robert.
A good guy. No. Okay.
He's not a quick study.
Learn. Yeah.
not going there. But yeah, I didn't like him at all. And then we had the third one, which was beautiful, beautiful man, Larry Borsetti, the greatest guy, old school, and he passed actually last year.
Geez.
So he was the greatest, and I'm so glad that he got to be part of it. But, you know, like my real father never hit me because he wasn't around, but I'm sure he would have took a couple shots.
It was the middle guy?
The middle guy did, but the third one,
Larry.
One time he hit me.
Uh-oh.
One time, he didn't hit me, he threw me.
Oh, really?
Well, I was very bad in my teens. Mm-hmm. I went to juvie jail in Medford. I was very, you know that.
Wow.
I was terrible. I was an alcoholic. Started drinking when I was 10.
Jeez.
I was a full-blown alky druggie by 13. was in jail from 13 to 15 foster homes and all this stuff. So at that, I was a really bad kid. Mm. And this sweet guy stepped into my mom's life just at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean,
did she hide you? How did that happen?
It was 2 years. If he came 2 years earlier, I would have been a different person.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be singing a cappella somewhere in Vegas. And I'd have an Italian restaurant. Yeah. Like, come on in. Hey, that's similar. Yeah, but I probably still have hair too. But yeah, so he stepped in too. But I remember one night I was such a bad kid at this time, and I broke into the house again.
Oh,
and he was so frustrated. I remember it was sleeting snow out, and he did that thing. He was like, "Come here for a second." I was sleeping in my underwear, my tidy whities. He goes, "Come on, I want to show you something." And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Come on." He was all happy. He's like, "I want to show you something real quick." Mm-hmm. And I went downstairs because he was always a happy guy. Yeah. He goes, "Come over by the back door. I just want to show you something."
You?
I had to be 13.
Okay.
And he goes, "Oh, just right here, right here." And I was like, "Oh, okay, what do you got, a present?" And he goes, "Did you break in the back door again?" And I was like, "Oh, God." He just took me and hucked me out the door.
Wow.
And I remember I slid. I was in my tiny whities in snow and sleet, sliding down the driveway. And I just kind of bumped into the tree. But he felt so bad about it after we were talking. It was just a sweet guy.
You can't
guy.
Do that now.
No, you can't. I'd love to. Oh, man. I don't want to hit my kid. I'd like to shake him.
Oh, my God.
Like an etch. Just an etch a sketch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, make a new house.
Like a reset.
Yeah, reset the house. And then use your thumbs on his ears. Yeah.
All right, Robert Kelly. Last time we checked, there was less than 100 tickets left for the show. I think you're going to bang those out before 7:30. It's thewilbur.com.
So right?
Yeah. One thing I would say with Robert, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you will.
And I love to do that.
Right. But he's the same guy when the mic's off.
Yes.
I wish we could have just left it on for a half hour. You missed some really good stuff.
Well, some stuff we get
you're
in trouble.
Awesome. Deep. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were a few.
That's not the 50s.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian, and a special guest just hanging out with us this morning, Robert Kelly. Hey, so, Robert, we were just talking about how you lived in a house with 13 people, stepfather threw out the door, literally.
Yes.
So how'd you go from that juvie kid at 13 to being, you know, the stand-up comedian?
The pillar of society.
Yes.
Right. I'm going to get carried away.
All right. Be the key to the city of Medford.
I can hold up a building, definitely.
How'd that happen?
I'm no John and Topper. Medford school system. Vote for him.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. You know, I got sober is what the thing was. Okay. Around at 15, something happened where I had an opportunity, and I was like, I put it together. I was like, I drink, and I get into trouble. I use drugs, I get into trouble. And I had an opportunity through the Department of Youth Services and NFI Shelter Care, which is the greatest youth service, Northeastern Family Institute. They're one of the great institutes for children in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped more kids than anybody. And they helped me, and they got me into a rehab. It was a year rehab, just boys, and I really dedicated myself to figuring out how to stop doing that stuff. And I did. For 5 years, I just went to meetings and stuff like that, and I hooked up with a beautiful man, Dick Marcotte. Big iron worker. He was my guy. And he would help me, and it was just a great guy. And then I found comedy through Bunker Hill. I was going to be an art teacher.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I was going to make macaroni vases. Just not get carried away. I really joined because I heard there was nude painting. I remember the first day at Bunker Hill. Yeah. I was front row, charcoal, big pad of paper, and it was a guy.
Oh, disappointing.
And he was European.
Oh.
He had to draw that extra piece.
Wow. You didn't go.
Yeah, degree of difficulty.
Wow. Easy decision to go to comedy after that.
I wound up doing an improv show with a couple guys. And
people told you're funny. You're just a funny guy.
I could tell a good self-deprecating sex story.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's what got me into comedy.
Separates us from the animals.
I always said just terrible scenarios that would happen to me.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like, oh, God, oh, she had a beard. What? She was Greek. I didn't know. And then...
He's so PC. I love that about Robert Kelly.
And then... come on. But no, I wound up doing it. And now, you know, and I came up with the great stuff. too. I mean, Boston comedy, you know, Kevin Knox, Tony V, Don Gavin, Joe Iannetti, you know, all these guys, coming up with those guys, and then being with the crew, Billy Burr, Patrice O'Neill, Dane Cook, me, Aldo Benny, Gary Gulman. That was my crew.
Yeah.
So it's like we really pushed. I got very lucky. That's what this the whole thing is being very lucky. Being there at that time and having luck come in.
Got to be good.
And now, yeah. And it's so I'm very lucky. Now my, you know, my whole life's changed. So I'm very happy to come back to Boston and do this show. And my family's going to be there. And it's going to be a great night.
Well, we just talked to your agent outside. Is she your agent?
Entourage person.
Your entourage. She said there's less than 100 tickets left
They're
for Saturday
fast.
Night. Going fast. So
$30.
Go to the. It's $30. Yeah. I mean, that's so cheap. That's
it
so
is.
Kind of you to do
well,
that.
Well, we knew people have parents. These people, they want to charge $60 a ticket. And
no.
We're like, look, these people have kids. They got to get a babysitter. They got to park. $30. Four of the top headliners. Funniest show you'll ever see. Guaranteed. $30. Come down Saturday night, the Wilbur, 7 o'clock show.
Glad that stuck.
Nice and early, too.
That's good. Nice and early. What time?
7 o'clock.
That's perfect.
7 o'clock.
Yes, Robert.
You can't have the babysitter out till 1 in the morning.
Go have dinner.
Unless you're driving her home.
Oh, my God.
That's my scenario. that's what I Google all the time.
The babysitter?
I just had a hot babysitter.
Oh, yeah?
We had a fire her.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a fire her. I got a mother now.
Yeah.
Doesn't speak a lick of English.
I'll just show you LBF.
The hot babysitter's not going to last in your house. She's going to hire the hot pool guy. You don't want that. You don't want that.
Well, she's going to get a pool then.
We got a pool guy and no pool. Something's
maybe that's
up.
Just my house.
Okay. You got to marry Dane Cook. You want a pool.
All right. Robert Kelly, thewilbur.com. Oh, by the way, Robert, it's National Bologna Day. Are you excited?
Oh, yes.
Bologna
I love bologna.
Sandwich, don't you, though?
Yeah.
That's great. That's what we're talking about.
Mozzarella's a bologna, right?
Yeah, it's bologna enough.
The best bologna ever.
Yeah, how do you take it?
What?
I know, right?
Such a good show. It can really freak me out at the end.
A little mustard, a little lettuce, and onion. What are you doing?
I'm just going to go. I just go oil?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now it's getting weird.
Wow.
All right.
Thanks, Robert. That was a nice curveball.
Yeah,
how do
really?
You, how do you take your mortadella?
Okay.
All right.
With oil.
I hope the audience enjoyed the show as much as we have. All right.
Okay.
Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
The most frightening horror movie villain ever. And, you know, I don't know. This is interesting.
Yeah. Most frightening horror villain.
Frightening,
ever.
Like Halloween horror person.
Does anybody wrap up an interview like I just did?
Nobody
does.
Good.
Nobody.
Talent beyond measure.
He's leaving right
now. Oh, God.
Dirty Laundry, a surprise to LBF.
Yeah, we have another song.
Nope.
That's not.
This is brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. Do you need us to kill time? Advance?
Nope, I got it all ready. I am a professional.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I got some Ben Affleck dating news. I've got, would you be okay with your spouse having numerous affairs if you knew you were the number one? Like the love of the life? Weirdo. But first off, Jigsaw is not the scariest villain in horror movies.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Jigsaw is not.
Who is?
So there's this list of the top 10 movie villains that scare adults. Jigsaw from Saw?
No.
You think?
Pretty terrifying.
Over, like, Michael Myers and Halloween?
I mean, they're classic, you know.
You can't kill Michael Myers,
a whole new
right.
That's
level.
The thing. You
and
can't
Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
I mean, that I couldn't take a bath for years.
Right.
Because of that,
well, that guy
stupid movie,
you?
A nightmare.
Right.
I guess she fell asleep in the bathtub, and then
Blank
the claw came up, and it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Cujo?
That's on the list. Made the list? Nah.
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, all right. So I think, too, at this point is number 10, and I think it should be way higher on the list. Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's nothing worse than that scene in the end where he's just like with the chainsaw and he's going a little nuts. And it's just.
You know what I love? That's
my least favorite sound.
Side note. I love the Geico commercial that's back. Have you seen that one? with the kids are in a horror movie.
Yes.
Let's go to the garage filled with chainsaws.
Yes.
And she says, wait a minute, let's take the running car. Can't we just go to the car that's running? That's a great commercial. Yeah.
And I just want to mention, too, that they had a top 10 childhood movie villains.
Uh-huh.
The Daleks from Doctor Who made number one. Don't even know it. But I agree with number 8. The Abominable Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer gave me nightmares.
Oh, yeah,
Bumbles?
As a kid.
Bumbles bounce.
I don't know. All right,
pull his teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
Just needed a dentist.
Would you be okay with your spouse having numerous affairs if they loved you most of all?
Is this for real?
Yes.
Seriously.
According to Carly Simon, the singer, she was best friends, BFFs with Jackie Onassis she lived on the Vineyard, and they talked about JFK and Aristotle Onassis' numerous affairs on Jackie, and
half of JFK's rumored affairs were true, that would be enough. Just half.
That would be enough for you?
Cut to the gun. Yeah,
okay, yeah. All right, well, enough said. Okay, yes.
I'm leaping.
Anyway, she said she was okay with it. She was unbothered by Jack's affairs. I don't know.
Wow.
That's what Carly Simon says it in her new book, which means it's true. And finally, if you want to date Ben Affleck, you could possibly have a shot at it because he's on a dating app called Raya, R-A-Y-A. Never heard of it, but I guess it's for
the
celebs.
Beautiful people?
For the beautiful people. Mm. And
that's why we've never heard of him.
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry.
He was spotted on a date with a young brunette. They're never spotted on a date with a middle-aged blonde.
No. What's the matter with him?
Right now.
Can't he just go back to
make
his
all his dreams come true.
Wife?
She's adorable.
I used to
be really hoping that they would get back together.
Yeah.
But now I realize that Jennifer Garner is wonderful and she's doing okay by herself. And I think she's fine. And they co-parent. Yeah. I really like that.
They have a good relationship.
Seemingly.
I mean, she's adorable.
She's adorable. I would date her.
He screwed up.
Yeah, forget Ben. Is she on Raya?
All right. Not
and
to change
that,
the subject.
It's are you my, uncomfortable?
It's my job to do that.
With my sexual fluidity?
No, no. I'd like to hear
right.
more about
it.
Let's take it easy,
Miley.
Go ahead. No, no, no. We have time. Anything you want to get out?
No. Okay. I'm all good. I'm just all tease right. that.
Going back to Halloween trick-or-treating, things are changing for kids.
Oh, they are?
You know, we heard Robert Kelly earlier talking about how being parenting's different kids today. That you know, hard to get them to get motivated to do anything. Well, there's an app for that. Check this out. Yeah.
Happy Halloween, kids. You want candy?
Yay!
You want to walk around for hours to get it?
No!
Then tap on Uber Trick or Treats. Just type in your favorite goodies and they'll arrive at your home in minutes. You don't even have to look up from your phone.
12 Kit Kat bars, 19 Butterfingers, 750 Skittles.
A red Honda Civic will be arriving with your candy in 6 minutes.
And there you have it.
Wow, they're door dashing Halloween.
I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
How scary is that? It's probably going to happen. There
I
you
hope
go.
So. Uber. I don't want to go out there with Lucy.
Uber treats for Halloween. Uber trick or treats. All righty, 7:47. Coming up at 8:10. It's super smart in 60 seconds. Hey, if you haven't signed up for it to play, why not do it? Go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
This is super smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, somebody's got $1,000 up for grabs. Let's say good morning to Eddie Brophy. Hey, Eddie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're in Stoneham, you're a stay-at-home dad, and I heard you just had a new baby.
Yep, another baby boy. So I got a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old.
Oh, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Both boys?
Yep, both boys.
Well, your hand-me-downs are great.
Yeah, that's true.
They've been a godsend, believe me.
Yes. All right, Eddie, you know how this works. I'm sure you could use $1,000. So.
A lot of diapers.
Yep, that would pay for a lot of diapers, Brian. You can't hand-me-downs down, right?
No, it's frowned upon.
Yep. Okay. All right, Eddie, you know how it works. Get 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. Now, if you're not sure about a question, just say pass. We'll give you another crack at it if we have time. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, I hear the baby in the background. 3, 2, 1.
What's 10 plus 8?
18.
What did Snow White eat that made her fall asleep?
An apple.
What did the Manhattan Project set out to develop?
A nuclear bomb.
in the healthcare field, what does EMT stand for?
Emergency Medical Technician.
Where is the Pro Football Hall of Fame located?
Pass.
What element makes balloons float?
Helium.
What large park is found in Manhattan?
Pass.
What traditionally is broken at the end of a Jewish wedding?
Bottle.
Which company was founded first, Apple or Microsoft?
Microsoft.
What do the letters XO stand for on a bottle of cognac?
Pass.
Where is the Pro Football Hall of Fame located?
Philadelphia.
What large park is found in Manhattan?
Pass.
What do the letters XO stand for on a bottle of cognac? Oh, we ran out of time.
Eddie.
That clock.
Oh, fast Eddie. That
fast
was fast,
Eddie.
Wasn't it?
It was fast Eddie.
Eddie, you were fast. You passed on a few, but and you missed a couple. So right now you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right. And what did we miss?
Okay, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is located in Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
The large park found in Manhattan is Central Park.
Oh, yeah. You knew that, Eddie.
Yeah,
you knew
it's like
that was on the tip of my tongue. Oh. That was the worst part.
All right. I don't know. Will I take this? What's traditionally broken at the end of a Jewish wedding?
So.
Glass. It's usually glass. Yeah. It's bottle.
Bottles made out of glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think the judges would have let that
Maybe.
One ride. I mean.
And the letters XO that on the bottle of cognac, they stand for extra old. Can you believe that?
How about that?
Wow. Why isn't it EO?
I don't know. I just asked the question, Brian.
Extra, right. All right.
But you really did a great job, Eddie.
Oh, well, thank you.
Eddie, so no, that's good. No, listen, nobody leaves empty-handed. Can you get a babysitter for a night?
I can try.
Well, listen, we have two tickets to the B-52's Halloween Bash at the Encore Boston Harbor. That's Halloween night, okay?
So leave
awesome.
The kids. Take them trick-or-treat early and then ditch them and go have fun.
All right. Ditch them, Eddie. Absolutely. I hope Mrs. Brophy's not listening to that.
She's probably like, please, yes.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
All right, Eddie. Hey, for everybody else, tickets are available. Just $59.50. You can purchase them at EncoreBostonHarbor.com. B-52s. Everybody's going to be moving and...
What? Shake what?
Moving and...
What?
Wow, that was bad.
No.
I mean, love shit.
Moving and
grooving, yeah.
Oh.
That's the song.
Oh, I don't listen to
everybody's
this music.
Everybody's moving. Everybody's. Come on, Eddie.
Oh,
you know
I got it.
Words.
All right. I'm sorry. Ask me a Barry Manilow lyric and you're all set.
We're not doing it. Please don't.
All right. Eddie, I can smell the diaper. It's time for you to change it, okay?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Eddie.
Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, nobody, like I said, leaves empty-handed. Yeah, everybody's
really good job.
Moving.
Two kids.
Everybody's grooving.
Sorry.
Where are we?
A funky little shack?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Gee.
Work with me, people. Come on here. Good grief. It's the B-52s. Anybody else, seriously, go to EncoreBoston.com. Now, if you want to play Super Smart,
I failed that test miserably.
You did.
Miserably.
Wow.
Finish this lyric.
Nobody
no
was. Nobody's moving. Nobody's grooving. Yeah. But anyway, if you want to play.
No?
Yes.
Rusted.
Okay.
I got it.
Finally. Wow. Okay, so this is not going to make the best of reel?
No, it's not.
Good,
nope.
Good to know. if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just do what Eddie did. Go to WROR.com, sign up there, and you're shot at $1,000. The drought continues.
I know.
Man, thought we were close, though, with Eddie.
Me too.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. All right, I love this survey. They asked recently, what is the way you think you would die in a horror movie? Okay, here are the answers that most people gave. If you were in a horror movie, how would you die? Is tripping or falling, right? That you always trip.
Well.
You're running, you trip, you fall, you're done.
Especially like in the woods where those roots are sticking out.
Uh-huh.
You never can trust that.
Stabbed or slashed.
Oh, my God.
That's number. And number one is being suffocated or strangled. That's how they think they would go in a Halloween movie. So go ahead, cast yourself, LBF. How would you go? How would your character go?
Well, here's what would happen, let me tell you.
Yeah.
First, I would go to the kitchen and to find a weapon, but I would be distracted and probably make myself a sandwich. Then, because I don't want to get my heart rate up and I don't run, I would probably hide under the bed someplace because I couldn't find my car keys to get out of there because they're always lost. So I would be and then I might try to negotiate my way out of it.
You try to talk your way out of
I'll
it.
I'll give you half of this sandwich.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Where'd the other half go?
Yeah.
So your car wouldn't start, right?
I couldn't find my keys.
You couldn't find your keys?
It's not the car not starting. It's just me running around the house, finding my keys, avoiding, like, you know, a murderous freak show.
Yeah. Right.
Like a jumpsuit.
I'd be looking in the fridge, you know, and then it'd be dark, and then they'd creep up behind me.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, he would take the knife I was using to cut my salami.
Yes.
And that's how I would go.
That doesn't sound like a good way to go.
No.
Brian, how would you go?
I would be, because I'm a huge fraidy cat.
Oh, yeah.
So I would be the first one in the movie that gets it. I would hear, a board creak. I'd be like, what's that? And I'd run off the porch, and I'd get, an axe in the back, I'm done.
Yeah.
First one gone.
Have you guys seen this commercial this year? That's the best.
Yeah.
It's been out for a couple of years.
Let's hide in the attic.
No, in the basement. Why can't we just get in the running car?
Right?
Are you crazy? Let's hide behind the chainsaws.
Oh, my God.
Smart. Yeah, okay.
If you're in a horror movie, you make poor decisions. That's what you do.
Shh, I'm being quiet. Breathing on me.
Head for the cemetery. That's just an awesome commercial.
Yeah, it
love
is.
It. The most horrifying way would have to be being buried alive.
Yeah. Buried I used to read alive. Those stories. You know, they used to have bells by the grave sites in the olden
ringer.
Days.
Yes.
A dead ringer.
Ooh.
Right. So they'd have the thing that would go down to the casket, and then if you're buried alive, you'd ring it.
Yes. Is that what that phrase comes from?
Yeah.
The dead ringer.
Is it?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dead ringer. They'd ring the bell. Oh, we better dig him up. Still alive.
Oh, my.
The other top five were being decapitated.
That's no fun.
Not fun. Because you're alive just for another couple seconds.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
My God. This
am I right?
is so dark.
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
It's the season. It's Halloween season. So. You know?
Anyway, what's the worst way to go? Of all those.
Hungry.
That's why you're going to make a sandwich.
Yeah. That's the worst way to go. Can I just one more bite?
Long time. One more bite. I give up on this. Anyway, also being poisoned, drowning, eaten by a monster, disappearing, or a car crash. Those are the others that fill the ways to go.
I'm intrigued by poison again because if you poison,
seems like
a
slow
cake,
way to go.
That'd be my pleasant and then unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. Kind of a slow death. So you're like, I don't feel good.
Oh, my God.
Sandwich was good, though.
The last memory's cake.
Yeah. Could be worse. All right. It's 848. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, and a high of 67. Lots of sunshine today. Very nice day. Good autumn in Boston. You got to love it.
Perfect these days.
Let me leave you with some good news today.
Okay.
Just when you thought you're too old to love, not you personally, LBF, but anybody, a 94-year-old man just married his 83-year-old sweetheart in Florida. He met her at the gym just 2 years ago, and they just got married.
That's super sweet.
Isn't that nice?
I think. My grandmother went to the gym when she was in her 80s. She didn't find a boyfriend, but they called her Grambo.
Grambo.
She would lift some weights.
Grambo.
Yeah.
Love Grambo.
She was great.
Yeah. I love that you're 94 and
you're, that
you're
hopeful.
Optimistic.
Yeah, I'm not that optimistic at this age.
Yeah.
That's probably how you get to 94, I would imagine.
That's how you get
maybe that's
to
it. I got to change my attitude and possibly go to the gym.
You had a good run.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of moves did this guy make on her? He's 94.
Slow ones.
Slow moves. Very slow. It's just,
wow.
I'm sure they had a nice dinner at 4 o'clock. You know, that was probably fun, right?
Yeah.
They're not driving anywhere, I don't think.
Right.
Maybe she's doing the driving.
They exchanged medical alerts.
Honeymoon. You take the chairlift first. I'll meet you up there.
People do go to the gym. They're probably in better shape than all of us combined.
Exactly. You're right.
So here's to love.
Stud. Anyway, so there you go.
All right.
End the show.
Tap the brakes.
High note. Not so high note. I mean, it's fine. Let's take a last look at traffic. Brian Bell.
All right, your trouble spot traffic brought to you by Party City. We do have a couple problems up in the Danvers stretch. 128 northbound is an accident at Route 62. You're backed up to 95 there. And also in Danvers, Route 1 northbound, an accident just before the Ferncroft Rotary. Woburn, 128 northbound is an accident at Washington Street. And then Mansfield stretch, 495 southbound is an accident right at 95. So look out for that. Halloween, it's alive at Party City. Hurry in. Select costumes are on sale up to 60% off. And for all you last-minute shoppers, their stores are open late through Halloween. Party City, oh, it's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, what do you give a 94-year-old and 83-year-old couple for a wedding present?
Something fresh. Okay.
Right, something
just
fresh. Yeah. Good to know. Okay, we're fine.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.